Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Oh, I didn't know that I was bilingual, French, Croatian, and English. I now have to learn how to say good morning in Spanish. Is it buenos dias? Oh, I'll have to check with my friends that are extremely fluent in Spanish. Good morning. It's January 29th. And I'm looking out over the frozen, snow-capped pond. And I said to the silver fox this morning, do you think we shall ever see our pond again? And I'm also looking at my thought for the day. Well, actually, there are two of them. Give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. And humility is a strange thing. When you think you've gained it, you've lost it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. By the click of the button, discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Isn't that amazing? The world is shrinking. And you've heard me say this before, what would we be like today if we had this technology 50 years ago? How exciting is that? We're living longer, but not necessarily better. And many seniors are bemoaning the fact that they're in the winter of their life. Look, be happy you're bemoaning if you're not bemoaning the fact you're pushing up daisies. So which do you want? I don't think of this as the winter of my life. I think of it as the springtime of my life, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter. You see, today's show is changing the perception. I'm going to redefine aging in not only America, but globally. Stop and think about it, darlings. What is this obsession with age? And by the way, you're all catching up with us. Enjoy your youth. You're supposed to. I wasn't the run-of-the-mill youth. I saw things differently. I was touring at the age of 12 with the ballet theaters. So I see things differently than most do. I never was part of a clique. I was always creating. I was always visionary. I was thinking of things on how to really grow old but not look old. But you know, it's a mindset. We already know that, don't we? You're listening to Live with Kathy. Oh, by the way, weather update. Yesterday, the 28th, was by far the coldest day in January. Today, I think it's going up to the 20s. My goodness, that's almost like summertime. Pack your bag, meet you on the beachfront, the lakefront. I'm looking to see. I have the SunTimes in front of me. I'm looking for it now that I want it. It's happy birthday, Oprah. Happy birthday, Tom Selleck. And Greg Louganis, remember him, the diver? Oh, America's tuning fork. And did you listen to the speech last night? Well, I'll get to that. I'm digressing. I'm reading the paper and talking to you at the same time. Any other day, they have the weather posted. Oh, here it is. It was on page 15. High today, 20, low 15. Mostly sunny, becoming partly cloudy tonight. And then I understand that we're going to get more snow. Well, it is wintertime. Get Vivaldi's, The Four Seasons. I have it here, and I'll be listening to it all day. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. And be joyous. Be in gratitude. Be happy now. Feel good now. You've been given another 24 hours. Now remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Can you live in the now? Are you afraid of aging? What are you afraid of? Come on, call in. The lines are open. 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. Oh, we didn't do our cat stretch. I know it's 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Time. Don't jumpstart your heart and your body. Just take a nice big cat stretch and slowly plan your day. See it, feel it, touch it, hear it, taste it going your way. Oh, don't live your life according to the dictates of someone else. Who are they? The only one that you should be listening to is your higher power. Is it God? Is it Jesus? Is it Buddha? I'm digressing. Had a little trouble with the judgments years ago. I decided that I would be the decision maker in all of your lives. You deserve this. No, you don't. Mensa, you. And I was introduced to Nichiren Shoshu Buddha, Namyoho Rinne Kyo. And I got it. I had my boots on. I did prayers every morning. I attended Super Morning Gonyo. And all of a sudden, I got it. The fourth prayer. What you wish for yourself, you must wish for all mankind and the entire universe. Get your pen and pad out. Write it down. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind in the entire universe. This even includes the people that you're not too crazy about. You know, we can't like, you put up with everyone, but you know, there are some people that I just don't resonate with. And they're not in my life, but who am I to take the joy from their life? So with Buddha in the fourth prayer, and the silver fox said to me one morning, I would get up at 3:30 in the morning. He said, well, you're not getting up at 3:30. Yes, I said, Bill, I got it. I absolutely got it. So you could call in at 347-637-3789 and tell me how you feel about your life. Are you afraid of aging? Can we change the perception of aging? Sure we can. I'll do it with one voice if I had to. You know, it gets kind of lonely at the top. Would be great if I had partners. And together we resonate And together we be role models, and people will want to know what our secret is. You can email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And log on to my web, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. I still want my original kathywatson.com back. Someone bought it, and I wasn't even aware that my domain name was on the verge of expiring. But you could log on, Kathy Watson Speaks, or you could go to, just Google Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N. You know, I do love to take phone calls. And there is someone calling in on a number that I'm not familiar with. So here's the deal. I know that you're listening. If you could contribute to the conversation in a sophisticated, intelligent way, fine. I've had some surly callers call in, and I just had to cut them off, and I will. But my curiosity is beyond. So, okay, I'll bite the bullet. And if it's naughty, I'm just going to click you off. So let's see who it is. Click, click. Welcome to Live with Kathy. Who do I have
Good
the
morning,
pleasure?
Kathy.
Hello.
This is Glenys. I'm calling you from Australia. How are you?
You're calling from Australia?
I am, yes. And you don't have to boot me off because I'm not naughty.
And what is your... Oh, please, be still my heart. What is your name again?
Glenys, G-L-E-N-N-I-S.
G-A-N-N-I-S. Glenys.
No, G-L-E-N-N-I-S. Glenys.
Jealous.
Glenys, G.
Oh, Glenys. Glenys.
Yep.
Glenys.
That's it.
Be still my heart. How did you find me?
Look, I'm a night owl, and it's 1:15 in the morning here in Australia, and I just love everything spiritual. And then I heard you speak, and I thought, my goodness me, aging is a state of mind, and I think we all need to turn our mind around to believing living in the day is the best way to go, a day at a time.
Glenys, I am...
Yes?
I am... Tell me now, please, be honest with me, Glenys. What is your age?
66.
And how do you feel about aging?
Doesn't worry me. It doesn't worry me particularly. I mean, you know, my body is not what it used to be, and I'm heavier than I used to be, and I'm working on losing the weight. And I'm working on getting fitter because I've been too idle for too long. But that's all something I can do something about. You know, I don't have to be a wreck. I can choose to be what I want to be.
So you live your
and
life.
Go
ahead.
And I need to look after me is what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. So you live your life according to the gospel of Glenys.
I do.
Why is it that so many people need to have a support system, which is great if you want that, but they simply are so... Their feelings of inferiority, they can't hold a thought on their own unless they get permission from other people. Why is that?
Self-confidence. I think they've given themselves too much of a beating, or they're living in the past when other people have given them a beating, and they're not giving themselves permission to move past that. So I think, you know, the old thing about looking in the mirror and seeing who you really are and seeing, you know, perhaps I love that person that I can see in the mirror, may help some of these people to move forward.
Now, how did you get to this mindset? It is a mindset, Glenys. There's no doubt about it.
It is.
Tell me, what type of work did you do? Are you retired?
I am retired, and for many years I worked checking on the standards of care of people with disabilities, young and old in care, and children who are wards of the state in care. I also worked with abused women and children, victims of domestic violence. So, and I have a very large family, and a lot of them I've had to cancel throughout the years for similar reasons with domestic violence. So it's just, I love working with people, but I don't like to be around people that I call leaky bags, the ones that keep talking about a problem but they won't do anything about changing the problem. I like people to be a bit more positive and realize that they can take control of their own lives.
Now, how did you acquire all of this knowledge, knowing that you know that you know?
I'm very interested in the spiritual side of life and just, you know, being responsible for yourself. You know, in the job that I had checking on the standards of care of people in care, the biggest part of that job was making sure that they were aware of their responsibilities. And one of the things that I became acutely aware of is that they were aware of, not their responsibilities, I beg your pardon, I mean their rights. They were so aware of their rights that they took their rights and they took my rights as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm all about is everybody being responsible for themselves. Know your rights, but don't take my rights away. Just have your own rights and leave me to mine. You know, there's too many people that want a little bit too much, and don't take my rights, then I'll get up in arms.
Mm-hmm. Live and let live. Now,
yes.
Glenys, today's show is changing the perception and redefining the perception of aging, not only in America, but globally. How would you do that?
Yes. I think looking at age in a different perspective so that, you know, it's another part of the journey. It's another part of the learning. Instead of just looking at, I'm getting old, it's another part of the journey. I recall my mother. She only died about 3 years ago, and she was 94.
Ooh.
She was still very bright. Yeah, she was still very bright up until the last. So she didn't put a big focus on age, and her mother lived to be about 97. So, you know, if you're going to sit around and worry about age, it's going to be pretty dull. So I think what I need to do is look at what interests me, and spirituality interests me, and talking to spirit and listening to spirit, that interests me. So that, I suppose, vitalizes me. You know, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just getting back to what interests you and realizing that this is just another stage in the journey. Age doesn't have to be that you sit in a rocking chair and count the wrinkles. It's all a state of mind.
Oh, I love your spirit. Now, may I ask, do you have a significant other? And does he
heal? I do, yes.
And
yes.
How long have you been married?
45 years.
Oh,
so we've been here a long time. So when we got together, I had two children from a marriage that failed because I married when I was 17, and he had three children from a marriage that failed. So when we got together, I was 2 days before my 21st birthday, and I took on his three children and my two. So I had five children under the age of five. And then we had two more children between us, so we ended up with seven children.
Mazel tov! How did you survive five children under 5 years old?
It was not easy. I can tell you it was not easy at all. Plus, we lived in a country where I had to bucket the water from the tank to bring it into the house to put in the bath. And everything was hard yakka. It was living in the country, and I didn't grow up in the country where you had to chop your wood, carry the water. And I thought, goodness me, back to the hillbilly days. So, yes, it was hard. And, you know, the children were, the first two were 2 months apart and about 20 months between the next two, who were 2 months apart, and then a year between them and the fifth one. So, yeah, they were very close. And it was hard. It was very hard.
So, altogether, you have seven children.
I do, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what are their ages now?
Their ages now, the eldest one this year, I believe, will be 50, goodness me, to the eldest one, 50 this year. And then the youngest one is 10 years beneath that, so she'll be 40 this year.
Oh, Glennis, where did the time go?
Indeed. And from them, there's 24 grandchildren and 23 great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Can you believe it? You know, they've done quite well with their breeding.
You're just too young. You're just too young to have 23 great-grandchildren.
It's amazing.
What is the formula, Glennis, for staying together? You know, in America, if you look at each other cross-eyed, you get a divorce.
Yes.
If things don't go right, you get a divorce. What is your secret to 45 years?
I have to tell you honestly, the first 21 years was a lot of fighting, and we separated for about 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then got together again and decided that we needed to listen to each other. And I must say that I've almost trained my husband.
Almost. Not quite. Almost.
Not quite.
I
but
love
no,
it.
We, yeah, and we're both Libra. We're both very much alike. And he works away as well. He's away most of the time. So that makes marriage even better.
Oh, you have to have separation. Khalil Gibran, he said that is where love is unconditional. There must be time that you have this separation so that you don't lose the oneness and the uniqueness of who you are.
I agree there totally. And you need to do separate things. If you do everything together, then, you know, there's less to share. You need to bring some outside enjoyment into the relationship. But no, we're good mates now. We're very close. We're good mates. And, I think that's the secret of it, you know, having that time apart. Because he's been working away for more than 20 years. So I've been virtually living on my own for 20-odd years.
Glennis, what type of work does he do?
He's an inspector on the railway where they're upgrading the line, the railway line. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who keeps them safe. He has to make sure that the workers are safe on the track.
That is awesome.
So that moves him around quite a bit. So and he's as fit as a fiddle. He's fitter than I am, and he's 3 years older than I am. So he's. Mm-hmm. He's going well. He's retired 3 times and decided that's not for him, so he's gone back to work.
Well, you know what they find out about people that retire? The book is out, Choices. And I don't know if you could get it in Australia. It's just a timeless book. And it is
about... Is it called Choices?
I'm sorry?
Is the book called Choices?
Mm-hmm. And introduced by Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I. W-A-T-S-O-N. I think you could get it through Amazon. I know you can, through Amazon.com.
Okay. I'll have
but
a look.
Glennis, every single person has to have that book in front of them. Because in 2010, I decided I was going to write a book about the choices that I made in my life. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, how boring. I'll open it up to other people that really have a story and They have something to contribute to our society, to help people understand that we're all in this together. So there are 14 of us. And it's on page 35. It is Steel Mill Mama shows no sign of retiring. Unfortunately, Bonnie Rooks passed away, I think, 2 years ago. She was, I think, in the World Book of Guinness as the oldest steel mill woman working. I mean, in the iron pits.
And she really?
And she opens her book with her chapter, and there are photos of all of us. She said, what does a childhood of hard work, sterling work ethics, pumpkin pie, and the love of old westerns, western novels have to do with choices and the determination to keep on keeping on? Now, she talks about her father, and she said it's a proven, I asked her so many times. I had her on air, and I said, Bonnie, what keeps you keeping on? What's the fire in the belly? Well, she said, Kathy, if I retire, I'm just going to die.
Yes.
It's a proven fact that if you keep busy, you'll live longer. My mother died at 63, and Daddy lived on a farm alone until he retired by age 79.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, at 80, he died. I think living alone and looking at four walls every day killed him. I don't retire? Because there's so much of living out there, and I don't want to die of boredom looking at four walls every day.
So how old are you, Kathy?
80.
Are you really? Your voice doesn't say that you're 80. You're much younger in the voice.
Now, let me tell
you. Much younger.
Gladys, hold a minute, please. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. When I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old.
Yeah.
And when I was 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life, classical ballet. You see, I come from immigrant background. My mother and father came to this country in the 1900s or something. Ma from Hungary and Pa from Croatia. And all I listened to as a child was, Katica, you're so young. Katica is Catherine in Croatian. Katica, you're so young.
Mm-hmm.
And I now realize, Glennis, that I have been making quantum leaps all my life. I looked at all of these people that were 30 and they looked 50.
Mm-hmm.
They were hardworking. All they cared about was that there was food on the table. Pa never stood in a food line. I don't care if it was a depression, a recession. He always worked. So
yes.
I was blessed with work ethics, and my mother was a great nutritionist. So fast forward, I come from the world of immigrant background, had absolutely no role models. At the age of 25, I had my own home-based business in the world of fashion.
Wow.
Hats by Kathy. And it cost $2 to change the Y to an I. So it's Kathy, C-A-T-H-I.
Yep.
And at that time, at that point in time, women just didn't work. But I met Bill Watson in the early 50s. And we're exercise evangelists. I'm an advocate on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. America, you're too fat, you're lazy. Get fit.
Wonderful.
And I'm also an elite stair climber. I climb 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. You could find out
you
all
are
of
wonderful.
This on my website. www.kathywatson, C-A-T-H-I, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S .com. And click on all of the buttons and the cover story. Now, I knew
I
don't fit in with our society the way it is now. There's
no.
With obesity, obesity-related illnesses are costing Americans $190 billion a year.
Absolutely, I can believe it, yes.
And they're doing nothing about it. So my life is truly unique because I hail from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, high fashion, Givenchy, Christian Dior, Balenciaga, on the world stage in fashion.
Wonderful, yeah.
I married an iron worker. And
good
it
on
was,
you.
It was what? What do you mean you married an iron worker? What I want you to do, Glenys, is to email me your mailing address because I'm going to send you the CD, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. And I opened with I sat down in Letter Perfect 6 years ago and I wrote the story. It's 8 minutes long. And I opened with fanfare, Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. And then I transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the aestheticism of the male dancer, and then segueing into the fluid movements and the gorgeous dancing of the swan that took years and years and years of training. So in my life, I had so many people say to me, Kathy, it's your voice. Take some training. I said, I don't want any training. I'm happy the way I am. Anyway, I was led to Professor Avkali at DePaul University. He said, sit down. You're a natural. I will take you. And I studied with him for a couple of years. That led me to Shakespeare. When you're on my website, be sure that you click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Glenys, no one in the world has thought of pairing Shakespeare and soul songs, and I did. But
good on you.
In the book, when you get it, you must read all of the stories. I had one reader call me, and she said, Kathy, I laughed, I cried, and I'll tell you what I did. She looked at the chapter, but she went to the back page to look at the photos of the contributors, and she said, I connected with them. I just connected eyeball to eyeball. And then I read their story. And the one that you're going to, it starts out with Through the Years by Kathy, and then when you get to Sheila Kay, To Live or Die, I Chose to Live. Lights, music, cameras, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the winner of Miss Kentucky Beauty Pageant 1996-1997, Sheila Kay. Miss Classic America Pageant, winner of Miss Congeniality, Sheila Kay. Before I begin my story, my life under the dominance of Brutal Betsy, I want to share with you my accomplishments against all odds. Her father remarried.
And Brutal Betsy was a stepmother.
Uh-huh. Beat the hell out of her as a kid.
Yeah. Jealousy.
But she had three or four other... Oh, she's beautiful. Wait till you see her photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
When and where did it all begin? But most of all, why? To this day, I've not been able to figure out why I was singled out to be beaten by Brutal Betsy. I have 4 siblings, John, brother, Jenny, Victoria, and Donna, sisters. Why me? Why was I singled out to be brutally beaten repeatedly by brutal Betsy, my tiny body with many bruises? Now imagine, 6 years old, what did I do to deserve the beatings? While she was beating me for whatever reason, I remember crying and screaming, I love you, I love you. I was so terrified, I was afraid to think or say bad thoughts or say anything. If I said anything, she would beat me more. While I was wiping the blood from my nose, Bruto Betsy was pulling my hair. It was as though she was possessed out of control. This time, I was sure she would kill me, but it didn't stop there. She dragged me up the steps to a closet, threw me in it, and locked the door. I cried and screamed. No one heard me. No one helped me. The closet was pitch dark. I screamed and screamed, crying, begging, and praying that someone would hear me. Finally, Bruto Betsy opened the door. I was wet from sweat and pee. She said, you're going to clean up that mess. But the torture didn't end. I was thrown in the closet repeatedly. Sometimes it would be so hot I could hardly breathe, but one day I noticed a crack in the ceiling. I could see daylight. It was that ray of light that kept me alive. Do you wonder why today I'm claustrophobic? Eventually, Bruto Betsy would open the door, not saying a word. I was a little girl. I was 6 years old. Why me? And when you talked about abuse, she said, in retrospect, thank you, Bruto Betsy, I won. At the age of 2, rickets at the evil hand of BB. Age 5, first day of school, a brutal beating from Betsy, being repeatedly tossed in a closet, sometimes so hot I couldn't breathe. The beatings, the bruises, the busted mouth, the black eyes. Going to church, coming home to get the beating of my life. Bruto Betsy hit me in my mouth so hard my tooth went through my lip. And I saw the scar. I still have the scar. Hey, way to go, Bruto Betsy. This true story is not for pity or sadness. It's to tell you we all have choices. No matter what life throws at you, choose life, laughter, and love. Through all my trials and tribulations, I have the love of my 4 wonderful children and 8 grandchildren. I have been blessed. What do you say to these people that have been brutally abused? You have to get the book. It's just amazing.
I have to.
The story.
That story is the sort of thing that I used to work with, and I became intolerant to the mothers, because when you have a mother who says, what can I do about the child being sexually abused for the 2nd, 3rd, 4th time, then I became very intolerant. You don't blame the mother if it happens. And then if it happens again, you might think, well, okay, you learn from this. But when there's several partners or even the same partner sexually abusing a little tot, that wore me down. And that's why in the end I had to leave that job, because I had no tolerance for the women who were allowing this to happen. And they do allow it to happen. It's choice. If you choose to live with a monster that abuses your child, and you know about it, that's a choice.
But
you want the wrong choice.
But do you know, Glennis, you know, and I know it too, that there is karma. What you put
out
there, honey, you're going to get back.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But unfortunately, you're making misery along the way, and you can prevent it. You know, I never, ever judged anyone when their child was abused by someone else to say, you know, it was your fault, you should have prevented it. I would never dream of saying that. But when it's repeated and they just throw their arms in the air very haphazard and say, well, you know, what do you expect me to do? You know, I felt outraged. That's what I felt. I thought, these children, I've got such a sad life, you know, and here's a mother just thinking of herself. You don't do that. you just should not do that. And that really wore me down. Actually, listening to that story, it recalled the misery of listening to many stories over the years that were pretty horrendous, you know, and it takes you a long time to get those stories out of your mind, very long time.
Well, you see, the body and the brain don't age. We do, but we now remember that everything that happens to us is already embedded in the brain, in the nervous system. This poor thing has had breast cancer, claustrophobic, anxiety attacks. What people
and we know why.
Yeah, but did you see the brain, the body never forgets, Glennis. It will never forget. And it will pop up when you least expect it. And I do believe in karma. What goes around comes around. And I want them to get it. You see, this is the truth.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. What you impose or visit on another person, I want you to experience that.
Yes,
I'm looking at our system today, our court system. Well, I had an unhappy childhood. Who the hell cares? We've all had.
That's right, so we'll let you off.
Yes.
That's right, we will let you off because you've had it hard. And then what lessons does that teach? We have it the same here in Australia. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Really?
I mean, the number of people who are losing their lives or their livelihood because of some clown who has decided to beat them up, and then they say, oh, but, you know, I've had a hard life, and I was under the influence of alcohol. Well, run along, you know, we'll give you a little fine this time. Don't do it again.
Oh.
And bugger the people that have left with misery for life. I can really get on my soapbox about it, and I know you could too, because it makes me angry.
You see, what I want, what you do to someone else, I want you to experience it.
Yes.
When I read about parents who throw their kids in a cage, I want to take those parents and throw them in a cage.
Absolutely.
Let them experience, how dare they? How dare they?
Mm.
Now, Glennis, hold a minute. Oh, I want you to stay on the air with me for the entire length of the show. However,
okay.
I have to take a little commercial break. Now, don't hang up. Just listen, and then I'll bring you back. I am going to, by the way, darling, the show is archived. You could go on Kathy, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N, and click on today's date, which is the 29th, and you could hear the show over and over again. And you could email the whole world and say, I was a guest live on Kathy. It's reaching every
country
in the world. And my dear, you have made everyone a believer. I keep telling them, you're going to be heard in any country around the world. So now you have brought credibility to my show. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Now, don't hang up. Now, remember, you have to give me your mailing address because I want to send you the CD. Okay, all of you, you're listening to Live with Kathy. And the call-in is 347-637-3789. And oh, be still my heart. I have the pleasure of talking to Glennis. And it's 1 a.m. in Australia. And she heard my voice, and she called in. I said, Australia. Oh, did you think I was kidding when I said that Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world, discover what the world has to say? Our world is shrinking. And those of you, this is a call to action. Those of you, please don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Do you have that book? Do you have a product, a service? Do you have an invention? What is it that you have that just may change someone's life. All you need to do is call me on my landline, 847-882-8717, and let's talk about it. Yes, the show is sponsor-driven. However, I choose not to use the word sponsor. We're partners. I don't walk ahead of you or behind you. We will walk alongside of each other. And radio is a powerful marketing tool. The whole world is hearing you. The whole world is hearing my voice. We know it's being heard in Australia. So what you do is call me, and then we decide whether or not you're a match. If you're expecting the floodgates to open, I don't want your money. Take it and put it in print. This is a process in self-development. Now, do you think that Glennis or anyone else around the world, or even you, would be listening to me if my voice was like this? Oh, hi there. Thanks for listening to Live with Kathy. You'd click me off in a heartbeat. So I'm going to work with you, with your voice. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. And then let me hear how passionate you are about sharing your gift. And if you're living today in 2014, today is your gift. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. So if you have a business, a service, a product, whatever, call me and we'll decide. And if it's a match, I will work with you on your mini-mercial. They'll hear it 4 times a week, 10-week commitment, and they'll hear it 40 times, and it's so affordable. If you were to rent a recording studio, it would cost you close to $4,000. This is next to nothing. I'm giving back. Now you're invited to be a guest host on my show. And you listen very quietly. And at the end of the show, you ask yourself, well, after hearing me on the radio, would I jump up and order the product or the service? Many times we have to tweak it. So we tweak, and then you come back on the air, and it's like a rebirth. The authentic you has serviced. So if you're interested, call 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. I love higher education, but college isn't for everyone. But imagine being an apprentice, working in a profession that you love, women too. And in the 4 years, you're building your pension, and you have a marvelous health care. So log on, www.ironworkers.org. Hoffman Estates Park District, you know, all of you there, you're bored and lonely. We talked about choices, didn't we? You bet we did. Hoffman Estates Park District, where I work out, they're the 2009 National Gold Medal winners. They not locally, this is national. And Rika Cuff, who is the 50-plus director of the consortium at Hoffman Estates, She's in the book Choices, Divine Intervention, How a Trip to the South Side of Chicago in 2005 Literally Changed Her Life. Log on, heparks.org. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. It doesn't have to be that way. You have park districts, senior centers, and libraries. And now here in Amatica, April 15th is right around the corner. The tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA. You could log on, ahtaxameritech.net. And don't tell me that looks don't matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. I have a product. It's called Procaine. You can't get it anywhere other than through me. I've been using it for over 25 years, and I thought, well, I guess I should share with the world how to de-stress our faces, because you see, anger releases toxins into the body. And you need to know how to neutralize it internally. I do. But on the surface, this cream is so pure, so effective that you only apply it 3 times a week. Now, all sales are final. I can't be bothered with returns and refunds. It's $50 plus shipping and handling. But you get a bonus. You get my ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now, right this very minute. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have the secrets to living your life like it's golden. And I absolutely refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but it has never, ever been glamorized. And I am determined. Yeah, in 2013, I celebrated my 80th year. I can't believe it. You see, I still think I'm 30. My body and brain can only think 30 years old. And I want all of you to take that mindset. Think of what Glennis is doing in Australia. And then we have Edith Nam. She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Amazon.com. Now, all of you earlier, you heard me talk about a home-based business. I don't know, are you retired? Are you bored to death? Start your own home-based business and have people, make it a family affair. You know, here in America, soccer, football, ice skating, swimming, basketball, teaching them all of the sports, which I totally support. But what do you teach them about finances? And money is not the root to evil. It is a form of exchange. So this is a call to action, calling women of the world, not only in America but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. This is the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a social, a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about your own home-based business. You could keep your corporate job. Lee Patrick, she quit her job, 1978, making $30,000 a year, and said, I don't want to make you guys look good anymore. And she quit. And her story, she's adopted. You've got to get the book Choices. But a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. And no, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you have to do is have that fire in the belly, desire to achieve. So many people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. And this could be you. It's pandemic. More men and women than ever, stay-at-home daddies, are embracing the power of creating your own home-based business. And remember, make it a fair family affair. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshakley, S-H-A-K-L-E-E dot com. If I'm talking too fast, remember that you could hear this show again, over and over again, archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on January 29th. Now, Glennis, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, when you send me your address,
yes,
I am sending you not only the CD, but the book choices, and it will be autographed. And then
thank you so much.
Then you spread the word. You will be my spokesperson in Australia. And I'm going to send you the free, I'm going to send you the e-book. You do have a computer
at home.
Do you have a computer?
I do. I'm sitting in front of it. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Because I'm going to send you, once I have your email address, I'm going to send you the book, The Elixir of Youth, My Secrets. They are no one.
Wonderful.
All of the secrets that I do, acupress my body before I get out of bed. The facial and tongue stretch exercises, you'll love them. Because you see, as we get older, we begin to slur our words. No, darlings, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue.
Exactly.
And
yes,
it's fun, and it's taken me 60 years to put it together. And you did.
Do you remember?
Go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
Do you remember many years ago, Sue Becker, who used to have that show, Swing in Time with Sue Becker? This is like 30 years ago. And she used to do all those facial expressions with the tongue and their mouth open wide and. Yes, I know what you're talking about. They're very good.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, be sure and send me that information. Now, don't go anywhere.
So how do I get it for you? Okay.
I have another caller that's been waiting. Don't hang up. Let's make sure that this is a call that we're all going to learn from. Now, just hold.
Okay.
Hello there. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Kathy, I'm taking a big old fucking shit right now.
See? What did I tell you?
That's wicked. That is wicked. I don't know why people have to do that.
Disgusting. And that's why I said that I won't take. Vulgar, you brought shame to the family name. You know, what's real? Glennis? What thrill do they have out of that?
Lord only knows. I think it's just appalling, and there's too much of it that happens. I just don't understand it at all. I think because somebody else can have an intelligent conversation, perhaps they're feeling a bit left out because they can't contribute, so they have to vandalize.
Oh, I love that word. Well, let's not give him any more credibility.
No.
He's a jerk. Oh, man, can you imagine being married to someone like that?
Egads. Yeah, I would not be. Exactly. Yeah.
So, dear.
So, have you?
Oh, darling, we only have a minute left. We only have 90 seconds left. Glennis, thank you so much for making my show.
My pleasure. It's been lovely to talk to you and listen to you. It's my delight.
It has been my pleasure. Now, be sure and send me all of that information, and I will get it in mail to you, and let's agree to stay connected.
We will. Are you on Facebook?
I'm sorry?
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am, and LinkedIn.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of things, but we need to say au revoir. Do you have any parting words for my listening audience?
Stay well. Believe in self. You've got the power to be whoever you wish to be.
Thank you so much again, Glennis. You have made my day. And
Kathy. You take care.
Thank you, darling. You too. Make it a great day. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Tomorrow it will be on at 11 a.m. and Friday at 6:30 a.m. Until then, please be in your best elements always. Au revoir. Thank you again, Glennis. Bye-bye.
Bye. Pleasure. Bye.
Bye-bye.